President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed 32 cabinet ministers and 43 deputy ministers to accommodate the 11 parties that comprise South Africa's new coalition government.
There has been dishing out of patronage. This cabinet will cost billions to operate, and we as South Africans understand that we don't have that kind of money or the luxury of that kind of size cabinet in a country that's relatively small.
Athol Trollope, a member of the opposition Action SA party, is like many South Africans who are concerned governance will be chaotic, with too many people making decisions and setting policy. The new cabinet must address rampant crime, soaring unemployment, infrastructure decay, corruption, electricity blackouts, and water shortages. In a speech to the nation Sunday night, Ramaphosa confirmed his African National Congress had given several key ministries to the next biggest party, the Democratic Alliance.
All the parties have made a commitment to respect the Constitution and to promote accountable and transparent governance, evidence-based policies and decision-making, the professionalization of our public service based on integrity and good governance. The incoming government will prioritize rapid, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth and the creation of a more just society by tackling poverty and inequality, as well as unemployment.
The DA considers Ramaphosa's commitment to professionalizing the public service to be a major win. In the past, it has accused the ANC of giving management positions at state-owned enterprises to party loyalists instead of to people with the proper skills. DA leader John Steenhuisen said his party's six cabinet ministers and six deputy ministers mean it has meaningful influence to set the economy on a path of recovery.
In the economics cluster, the DA will use our influential cabinet seats in agriculture, public works and infrastructure, forestry, fisheries and the environment, as well as our deputy minister roles in finance, trade and industry, and small business development to pursue a rapid growth and job creation agenda for the country.
In Ramaphosa's new cabinet, the DA also controls basic education, communications, and home affairs. Steenhuisen said the DA has watchdog deputy ministers in important sectors, including energy and electricity, water and higher education. The DA, however, doesn't have any positions in security departments, which could set the scene for conflict with the ANC. Ramaphosa also gave top posts to smaller opposition parties that are members of the governing coalition. Two of the most significant appointments are Patriotic Alliance leader Gayton McKenzie as Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, and Freedom Front Plus leader Pieter Groenewald to oversee prisons. With so many parties involved in governance, political analyst Dr. Nzikelelo Breakfast says there's bound to be confusion.
Where does policy come from? Does it come from political parties? Does it come from bureaucracy? Because each and every political party normally holds conferences where it adopts policies. So what do? Do you cut and paste those policies?
The ANC still controls foreign policy, with a DA bitterly opposed to its close relations with China, Iran and Russia. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.